למה הוא לא צריך לך לסליחו? תיתן לבהמה, די מישיים וכל זילוי. תן דאג לסניר. אבל חיו, די מישיים וכל מצנולי, אין מולי. שום גיב את החיו כעס כמצנולי, and the פשוטוי, כל מצנולי, and you'll be in trouble because you won't see it. פשוטוי. Aimola, we tend to hire Mishum, the image of Mio Massa. Remember the more dead like the same, more dead than a total about face. They go and say, no, Massa is redeeming feature. He tend to hire Mishum, the image of Mio Massa. But what is the moods now? Hidden. I will aim at him in the Messiah way, Loy Massa Gadite. Because I lay by Ove Motze. Aimola, it's beautiful. Dr. Ashavit Hanna Chayo, Abba Meno, he a default. It's better to give it a Chayo, but why? From the Eme Chayo Matsnolo, we overlay by your. And Gilliam says, Home and Chayim, lead over the value of Motley by your way over. Which probably is much more than Rashi without the Hago, too. It's a little better, as it's a little better. Why? It's only one, because you save. He would save one lava, lava by Yor. Don't say it on Rashi. He would save the lava by Yor because Rashi learned the Kipshuta by Yor means the Aveyor of by Yor is only because it's Kipshuta visible. Now, yeah, so this is that Sugya, the Ganze Sugya, which we're about to say, that hey, will be shame. Is it true? Who holds like this or not? And what's the Lomba Sugya? We'll see the difference in the shame with the shame. So take a look at that hey. See him from Rashi, the read for the man, the man of the family never. Then they'll come back, they'll also get to Ben Adovit. We'll try it. Time for meetings. In the bushel. Tell me about him, Shiva Yom Sol, he wants to vote him. Matam going, look for Nema, Lay Wel Chasor. So there's Yimotse Votechem and Yuval Bahog Vulacha. The Gemara says that there's a Chiluk Eidinim between Leimot and Leiru Alechayim. Fish in them are Leiru Alechos or Shal Chayit or Rav Zayr Shal Chayim. Mishal Gavoya, Rash to the Akim Hektish. Yochol Yatmin. Perhaps it should be mutter, we only have the Pasha of Leiru Alechayim. Perhaps it should be mutter to be matmin to hide. Or, we have a beginner's man of so yeah, let's see straight away Rashi. Rashi explains that this is explaining that the first Kafi Yochel Yatmin is based on the text of the Poshul Geirot. So Rashi Yochel Nilmad Min Mikro Zer. She Yatmin Shaloi Kidei. So you end with Daya, although you work, see if it's not visible. Or we can have done after we based on drasha v'chav v'lesha l'cherim, shimut to accept pidurish me'nochvi. So for that we have the other pasuk leimotze, which excludes both. I'm going mal leimotze. Drasha takes a step by step leimotze. Also l'chat mona, because it's not totally the lav the pasuk of leimotze is not tailored the very the lav on what on visibility, but on just on mitzias being there. So also l'chat mona, so mele at mona b'chal. Shafi b'cham mitziyot zir, v'asachot shalachayim, d'lo yitziv l'cho, the miyot of l'cho, v'asachayim, it's not nifash of l'yimot, it's only nifash of l'yimot. Ain't the old nochesh, no, that's not a suit nochesh, l'ki b'ash l'vein, sh'oyim l'cho b'chotzer. Nochesh l'ki b'ash l'shoyim l'cho b'chotzer, midnight, and l'yimot l'yimot l'vatechem. Ain't the old nochesh l'vatechem. Very sick on the Morris Minayan. Skip down to Rashi. Ain't the old Babatin. Now, says Rashi, Koyma. A kloimah, what's the kloimah in the Rashi? Why is there a kloimah in the Rashi? Because the Gemara is now taking the other end. Why do you need having, if we have the Pasha, the Gemara is now switching over. If we have the Pasha Gemara, so what do you need? Pasha Gemara, so, and the Gemara does tell you what we're doing, we're not going yet to have the Tzvichus. So that's the kloimah. But anyway, the Batim kloimah, those Rashi v'im ne'mazeh, or v'im ne'mazeh. V'im ne'mah v'loi yuelucho, so oh, he's saying, man, they'll show also, ain't we, show also, lish ha'is chomit al the Batim. Nesh v'motzli as a chomit, so high crowd batim will deceive. The Rishon Lishon Tzorchim will be Rashi. Then to say the batim deceives. I don't know exactly. But upon any other batim, the Baruch Shichin the Ma'aris Minayin. Come on, B'chok V'lecha. This is B'chok V'lecha. The Parashah of Le'Yuoya. Okay, now begins the nitty gritty of the sugya. Vadayin ani oimer. Vadayin ani oimer. So we have, there's the Pasha Leimotzei, Pasha Leiroh. And there's still Yesh B'zeh Mashayim B'zeh, Yesh B'zeh Mashayim B'zeh. Now, this is what the Gemara addresses now in the Hemshah. Vadayin ani oimer, v'batim oiv mishum b'ayiroh b'ayimotzei. So we'll go slowly. V'batim, v'batim is b'chal gvulim. So the supposed that by Yor, by Motzei applies, and by Yatmin is Hemzich by Motzei, by Yor Motzei, by Yatmin. And by Kabbalah, Gdanis Ben Nochri, Goy Shechomit is also in the Pasha of Yor Motzei, because there's no mutable Chol. Bigvulin, on the other hand, but it's not Bebatim, it's only Bigvulin. It's not Bebatim. Shalchor Iyat Arei Avo, Tarei Shalachayim. What's missing from... Right, the Gemara says the two pashas, Yesh and Adayin, Yesh B'zeh Mashayim B'zeh. What's missing in Adayin and Yoyimer? What about Hatmona? The Gemara doesn't speak up, Rashi speaks up. But look at Rashi, Adayin and Yoyimer, the big Rashi. Adayin and Yoyimer. Afa Pishna Mashayim Yesh Liloyimer. There will still be Chilukei Dinim between the different locations and the different Matzovim of Chomitz. And different types of Chomitz. That's Adayin and Yoyimer. Afa Pishna Mashayim you might say in your eye, but you go, yes, you lay my, the batim, maybe the whole little. The law you might say, Masha, if you had to mono, but look, see, well, the batim. And the meal of look, see, will not be lucho, but you shall have him. So, to be done, it's been lucho, he's also in batim, but Davkin batim. Hatumon was also Davkin batim. So, it's Rashi, Avo, big woolen, but she's no maris, because of lucho, when the oimer. So from the fact that the Drashis is somewhat ambivalent, if you back the Drashis carefully, the Drashis learned, it's not really in the Gale of Mice at the end, but the Drashis learned in Havmin of Dain and Yoyme that Hatmon from Mutu Begvulun, and the Chari, yeah, because he speaks out Hatmon in the beginning. V'ani Yoyme, Avo Begvulun, Boi Shichur Maris, Kosav Lecho, V'ani Yoyme, Avo Torah Shal Echevim, V'inai Litin Kulush Azer Bezer, what's the Kulush Azer Bezer? What's the Kulush Azer Bezer? Kuloi, means Goy Shal Chayim. How do you know that Goy Shal Chomet is Mutar in Batim? Chumroi Shal Zebezeh. What's the Chumroi? Chumroi is in a Chumroi could be either Pigdenis Ben Nochim or Bayatim. And that's his end. Oh, Zag Di Gemore, Tamid Loimar, Badayin and Yoyimer, Babatim by Mishabai Bayatim by Kavu Nesman Mok, Gun Shulhei the Way of Jalheim, the Way of Nainatin, the Way of the Bezet, and Lemus also their Shovel. Nemas of Batim, Sell Moshe Vatech, Nemas of Bigulach, the Well Hoso, Masa Mo Batim, Way Mishum by Yoro, Ubay Moshe, Ubay Atvin, Ubay Kavu Nesman Mokim, Afs, oh, Homer, the Gun, Name Shum by Yoro, Ubay Moshe, Ubay Yatmin, Ubay Tabel, but Dennis Min and Nofim. Master Homer Gulen, Shalhoi to wear Abbot Roy Shalheim, the way I saw Homer Batten to hold the way of Shalheim to the way. So, boy, think holy, I was saying, there are two ways to lump shot in this, and here's the punchline of the Sugya. He wants to say, oh, so Joe Shova. So, you can't speak out of it. There are two ways to lump shot. What are two ways to lump shot? What are we left with? That's just also Joe Shova. But what are we, what does the tell us to use Joe Shova for? One way, there's a few ways of learning. One way is to say that this also all the Zerushalva tells us that everything you find in the Pasha of Bayimotse goes over the Pasha of Bayiroi, and everything you find in the Pasha of Bayiroi goes over the Pasha of Bayimotse. If Mufisa, that means, what does that mean? That means, practically speaking, that there are two Lavin and two Psukim in Torah, Bayimotse and Bayiroi. And but after the Zerushalva, and so until the Zerushalva, there were different. There was Yesh Bezeh, Mashem Bezeh, there was Kul Bezeh, Mashem Bezeh. Goyish HaChomesh, the Chomesh HaLachayim. There was a Chumah Bezeh, say the Chumah of, there was a Chumah, and Mimele, it was a Kul, it was a Chumah. And conversely, there was a Chumah Bezeh, Mashem Bezeh. The Chumah was Hatmona, you wrote as an include Hatmona. Or you must say include Hatmona. After the Sol Sol, so what the first Malach is after the Sol Sol, both in Tzad. So then, Yesh Bezeh, Mashesh Bezeh. By Yimotze, there was a lot of Takim Naniach to love in by Yimotze. But after the Zerushalva says, bring over everything from Yiroh, the Kuz and the Chubas from Yiroh to by Yimotze. And vice versa. Boyfin, that if somebody has, Boyfin, if somebody has Chomets Mutmon, Bechol Mokoim, anywhere, he's even how many Lavin? Two Lavin. By Yimotze, Mifush. By Motzei Mifuish, because that's because the Mashmos of Lo Yimotzei, and Lo Yiroi, because we brought over, even though the Mashmos is Lo Yiroi, but we brought over to that love, Chametz Mutmon is also Bechal Bayor. It's also with their shoulder. We go from one pasuk to the other pasuk, from one pasuk to the other pasuk. There's a pshat to the pasuk, the words, and there's their shoulder, which means something. Kilo says it there.
Where is the vice versa?
And is also a qualification in Loi Motzei. So they have Goy Shechom is in the Chomish Lohan, which is not Loi Bari Motzei. I pick Dennis Menochi. Yeah, that's the most right. The most says the Kibbutz right, not Kibbutz right. No, because what Meister said, that's a good question. But what Meister said, the Kul and Chum is only, it's like this. He asked me a question. This is how the Divya ran. No, let me speak out and then we'll do it. Let me speak out task here. If you learned around, so you saw this.
Yeah. Isn't it because they've been back in
for... That's a second way of learning. In that way, they've been too much. We'll see. That's the second way. But this is a chat. It's a short chat. The question is who ascribes this chat? How many we can line up here? Like this. The feed there comes out that we began at the beginning of the Vaisa here, there's the Kula here and the Chum here and the Kula and the Chum here. There's the Kula by Yor called the Chavar Shalachay and Masha Gavayah. And connected to that, we have the Stomias of Loi Motze, which is Ocham is Ocham. Two Goy Shalachom is. Stop. Then, the other thing we had was Hatmono. That Loi Roya. Doesn't include Atmon, he said that's a cool in the Pasha of Yiroh. Atmon is Mutter. He wants to include the Atmon. As we finish, the Fidus and Halach we just went through, so Chomets Mutmon is liable to two Lavin. Sai by Yiroh by Motze. So the cool of Mutmon, which was in the beginning present in the Pasha of Yiroh, that disappeared. However, okay, how what made it disappear? They tell Shalom so. The Rebbe Shabbos said, bring over the chum of Loi Motzei to Loi Roi. So there's no kul of mutman anymore. But we don't. The same thing doesn't happen with luchav v'shalachem. Luchav v'shalachem that remains. That remains. Forget. We bring it over to. We don't say bring the chum of Loi Motzei over to Loi Roi. We say forget. Bring the kul of Loi Roi over to Loi Motzei. And this and goy shachomitz is mutman. This is not one that over. Loi Motzei Sam, yeah, that's only for Kibbutz Chayes, he wants to write it. What's that? That's a good question. That was the question. Why is that? So the Ran explains it. Anybody have a Ran? Yeah, it's Rabbi Duran's kasha. He says the difference of wheel and alpha. It's merely kech the afina kula shall achevim shall gavoya from gvulin a milo afina and kula that mama. The question we just spoke out. He says about kushi. He says that you know mikheva the tziv loymotzei voli aloye roye. Do we allow davke a lushin b'alma? Some there's no development, no lomdis, no chidushim. Of course, what's up shot is also an undertaking in this tziv. So he said like this, the Sa'or Sa'olotar Shavah tells us that don't touch literally lo yoroi, you can interpret lo yoroi literally, you can have a broader touch of lo yoroi. You want me, it shouldn't be visible? Well, you know, I say it shouldn't be seen, but even if it's, but not visible to the naked eye. Even if it's mutman, it's also b'chal lo yoroi. You take a broader touch, much more of lo yoroi. It says, Goli! This loy motzei is megale and loy yoy. The real avdafke. Listen to be alma. The whole isvik zera shavu. He says more. I'm sorry. Says the whole isvik zera shavu tzal sov. It's a gilu milsa. I don't know which din to call it. I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, you don't even have to command the zera shavu tzal sov. Loy motzei is megale and loy yoy. But it brings it into. But it's megale and loy yoy. Not that loy motzei says loy yoy been claimed or made. And the Loimotzeh says that the type of Loimotzeh is not, shouldn't be, you shouldn't have a strict interpretation of Loimotzeh, but a more broad interpretation of Loimotzeh. But, however, so that's why that disappeared. That the Kul of Atmana disappeared, as Ram explains. However, Lechov, Lechayim, is a drosha in the Pasul. So Lechov is a word which is also a drosha. It's also a drosha, and it's not a type much more of the word. It's a drosha in the word. So merely you can't disappear. You can't sweep it under the rug with a Zera Shova. But the Suvat Atmona, I'm going back. Let's talk Zera Shova. El Begilui, the Loi Motze. So I tell you that Mona, I see what me call. Not me call you Zera Nafka. Not from me call you Zera Atmona. El Mashmus of Alma. The Begilui Loi Motze. I will tell you that Chayim, Chayim, Shalachim, Atoroye, me Yitua, the Lachon Nafik. We can't get rid of that. We have to come to grips with the drosh of Lecho. So that remains. Inami says about another day that it's not just about Gilui B'Almo, but we learn out to say that by Roy includes Mutmon, that Chomis Mutmon is also Chal Yisr, we have to command the Jerushov of Sosor. Inami Lisu Atmon, Nami Yisr of Jerushov. Nabilu Ochi Yossi Shapir. Because, but here he says more, he said, but we're not getting rid of a drosha. Even though it's a mashmos, but the Gdashova so can come over and say, the mashmos, Tuto Shemiko is visible, Chomet is liable to the Veil. The Gdashova says, even what's not visible, not invisible, what's not visible is also liable, it's also something to the law of where you are. They didn't the Gdashova. But still, we can't get rid of Lecho, which says the Lecho Lechem. Fine, good. So, to sum up, this is one Mahalach at this point in the Gemara, the two Lavans, the Kefil and the Da'ah, is the two Lavans. Which brings us to Shaila, we mentioned it now, we'll come back to it later when we have it. Him can a dover, where does this leave us in terms of meaning of mitzvahs and if it is malchus at some point or another, where does it leave us? It's going to this mahalach that after the Zera Shova, so yesh b'zer mash yesh b'zer, there's no difference at all. So the my cigarette, we have chomet of pesach, how many lives is meaning tayat? Not psukim and torah. Psukim and torah, there's many, it's chomet, or there's lots of psukim and torah, there's not to have. How many lav in the minyan tayag are there? How many lav in the derech adin? How many look at the rabbi? How many lav in the minyan tayag? What? Yeah, but how many look at this? How many what? The two? There's still the two lav in. The two lav in. They go to Loshikor by Rabbi Motzei. Hanu dami, hanu dami. Loshikor shrik with wisdom by Rabbi Motzei. The two is shows why. It's a total overlap. So like this. Here, let's just and. So Bishlomit, this is a sugi that is b'chad, I mean, it comes up in the sugi that is not a Mishiva. There you have Machloket Rishayim about Kefil Olavim. The Bavusim are the basic Machloket Rashi, Eli Shayim, and Rambam. The first thing is repeated in the Torah a few times. So, is it Ma'avim Malkiyas or not? Ma'avim Olavim, Ma'avim Malkiyas. But the Gemara, the ideas of the Gemara, I'll just mention, the Gemara says here that Ochel Patisha like that. The Gemara Malkis, everybody knows the Malkis of them here. Ochel Patisha like Alba and the Mother like Yechomesh. Different types of insects. Psiva like Sheish. So Rashi, in most of Shani Moon, that the Torah repeats a lab we had last week's Pasha, a few times. But Shazan Tav Tasechem, the Psukim, which Asr, these Shrotzim, Bechila repeating the Torah. And so that results in the Reboi Psukim results in the Reboi Lavin and Reboi Malkis. That's just Rashi. The Rabbim in Sefer Mizin Shoroshim says that the repetition of a Pasuk Faket is not warranted inclusion more than once in Minyan Mitzvahs. The Moshe Ledugme. I think the Rabbim, I didn't look up now, but the Rabbim cites as an example of most of the proof. The Moshe Menachah says, Semi doesn't put on fill in. It's even four essays. Because the Torah is four times the Tzivah of Tfilin is four times the Torah. So that's another knuckle. And nobody learns that. You open up and nobody's meeting a mitzvah. I didn't check all of them, but nobody's meeting a mitzvah. You're going to find Tfilin four times. It doesn't occupy four slots in the meeting of mitzvah. So that means that the Torah was said four times. So to tell you there's a Tzanin Chomer, the Chomer, exactly. How exactly to find the Chomer? You're going to say four times more than one time. It's the Chomer. They begin in Shammai. So too says the Rambam in Lav and Tu. Whatever repeats a Lav, Vasasakom Melach is the Gabbish Shabbos a few times. Vasasakom Melach and Yontav, or whatever. Doesn't mean that each Pasuk occupies a slot in the Mitzvahs, and Melach Mechayv, another Malkis. That's Kefil Lavin, it's not Rebu. Kefil Lavin, it's Kefil Lavin, it's not Mechayv Malkis. What the Rambam learned here, the Rambam had a different treatment for Tisa. They had this. So it's a mime, so sorry if it has this, it's four types of shorts in all combined in one. Good. Now, Nachshon Linyan Neinu. But how does this impact the Bayro by Motse? Rashi holds that the Rebu Kefil Halav, Kefil Halav, is Kefil Malkis. That's also for this to look at Arba. Yeah. So, according to Rashi, well, we don't have Rashi meaning Mitzvahs, but upon the Halav is Yamachai. Lavin Zemachai, that's foolish. I mean, Malkis Zemachai. How many spaces it occupies in Tayyad Vesk? That's a Shulma. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. But Mishnah Mulut didn't love it too. That's occupied an extra space in the Shah Savam Ach, but it's Mechai and Malkis. No, the Kub, well, the other side. No, and this, no, it's not in Lamagis. The first approach is after we Zereshova, so by Motze, there's no thing as a Kul and Chum in one Pasha that don't have in the other Pasha. So I'm asking, in the Minyan of Mitzvahs and in the Chir Malkiyas, how does that impact the Minyan of Mitzvahs and the Chir Malkiyas? I say, in Kondi Rashi, it's Minyan of Mitzvahs that we leave open because we don't have Rashi Minyan of Mitzvahs, but Malkiyas, Lui Tzir is Malkiyas by Rova and Motze. Lui Tzir will be Malkiyas. So then there's Lui Tzir that Lav Shem HaMais is not an issue or Nitzak Lasei is not an issue. Lui Tzir is Malkiyas. It wouldn't be a problem if Mechayev Shem Malkiyas Lui Shitas Rashi. Because it's not worse than Ochel Patiso. It's not worse than Kefil Olav. It's the same word. It's not worse than that. I have no problem with Rashi being Mechayev potentially two Malkiyas. Now let's see who else holds like this. Before we come to the ritual here and to Rashi by us, for sure, who said the first Mahalach and they want the famous base. let's see the ritual. Okay, we'll come to the ritual in a minute. Let's take a look at Rashi. What did he say? The Ramgun, no, the Ramgun of Bultisa is a sheretz, which is both sheretz oiv, and sheretz amayim, and sheretz oiv, and what's the other one? And it was one of the lavias. The Rashi learns that it's one thing, it's either shatamayim or oif or sheres or oif, and the Torah repeats it a few times. The Rambam says that it's a bay which has all three things. I have the beast of the thing, that's not how it's supposed to be.
So according to Rashi, it affects minimis and malchus?
Minimis, I don't know. Malchus, yes. Lama minya mitzvahs. The sefer mitzvahs here, maybe? Sefer mitzvahs. The Rambam is like this. The Rambam in the minyan here in Sefer Mitzvahs, thank you very much, counts to Lavin. That's in the beginning. And here he says, in the beginning, I'm near Chomet Vishusay. The Pesach, I have a bit of Ochlo, I have a bit of Lavin. Shema lo yeirol chasor, hog vulech of Nema so lo yimotzei votechim. Fine. Then the Mimel, since it's two, so he tells us in Locha Gimel that I had to get two sets of Malkus. Again, when's Malkus? Yeah, not. It's a different issue, which we know that should come to. In the lake, only if one's over with a mice, how can one do a mice be over by Yerol? Yeah. Kono Chomets, he buys Chomets, or he's Machmets something, he makes a dough and he lets him. He Machmets. Fine. But the Kiagav, the Bab Shai, two Malkus. It's two Lavin and two Malkus. There's a Mishnah here.
So
the
two Malkus
and
one.
No, two Malkus and two Lavin. Two Lavin.
On one Echo. Yeah.
Yeah. Because of the aim, the age of the Tumoya, the Sherish test, Nirish, and Loikin, what he means. To ask is what I just said. Does this apparently l'choyu looks like this series of Rambam by Rabbi Motzei? Is the series of Rambam decided to his shoyish test of kefil olavin? The mice is kefil olavin. So why is it two malchus? Why is it counted twice? And why is it two malchus? Ube'emes ki liyashes dohayef shel choyish en lo gilachos. So the first thing he suggests is maybe it's only one Malkus. But that's not Mala Ruchel, like the Mishnah itself said. That's not enough. So maybe drop it. Because we call him at Akati Kosher, Eich Mono B'Shnei Lavin. The Rambam, we do have the Rambam's Minyan Mitzvahs, and the Rambam shouldn't have counted it in the Minyan Lavin is two either, and he does. The Hanira says against the Mishnah, the Lo Yeroa Lo Yimashim Alok Shul Nira Lo Yinayim. Dafka. So to get out of it, as the Mishnah says, that the Rambam sheet is that it's not a kefil. Not one on top of another. Yes, but there's Hashem is there. What do you have? What? Namely, what? That Yeru is only chomitz and nirulei night. Magdimot Yochel Yatmin. So let's go and take it step by step. Alpha Gav, I even know. So first of all, he said, let's finish in the next one. The Chaim Masim said, Mitzvah Reish Aleph. We'll take a look at that and see. I hope we'll see. But you see, I didn't find the Mashmoth, if anything, Punkt of it. Umashikotsa, Peregdalad, my himself, I have cash on himself. Peregdalad, all of a base. The Rambam here, not only here, I'm here, so it's him. By your by Mosse. Rambam Viter. Because the Torah is against the Rikos. And here the Rambam brings the synopsis of Perigdal, the Rambam brings the synopsis of Al-Braisa here. It was an interesting Zakir. He says it's one of those times in which he brings the Gansi Drosh of the Shakhlataria, Yochel, Yatmin, says, Tziba Torah Leiro Chomets, Yochel and Toman, Lo Yoivet, Am Lo Yimasal Yimotze, Yochel Lo Yoivet, then he goes the other way, Elim Ken Chomets Rebeisa. What about Rochoy, Besod, Be'ir, what the Mokal Zbori, Shizl Marius? Holomadito, so Chomet, so Yisrael, Minichoi, Bishusai, Afilu Tomun, I feel mufka about goy. I raise the mishum leirov leimotze. So you read the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be put himself very squarely in the first mahalak that after the Jewish covers. Talmud is ayv mishum leirov leimotze. Very 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 clear, because the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah was need chag moed by this, he said lav davka. That's what the Mishnah lav davka says. I'm not very good. Listen to me. Says the one who's like, "Well, how much hog will any horse ever yom?" So first he addresses how much and so on. He said, "How much and so on is not shnei lavin." But you mean Indian echot? Okay. Now, fine. Lo misha iniach misha ova v'niach chomet v'shusa enach haymalchus. Elo imlog achomet. She also meisa. Okay. Next mitzvah shalosh. She zivanu miimotzei chomet v'shusenu. Afi lo yenire. Ohi v'kodni. Lua moshiva seyom sa lo imotzei v'votechem. V'ze gam kein lo genolo v'tnai shviyisho meisa. Then he says, "The filas masecht of psachim is baru mishdei shem mitzvah elu. The shom is ba'er. Listen, listen, Rambam. Ki yilmar kol. Listen, listen, Rambam. Kol shom is ba'er. Ki yilmar kol lav min ha'acher. Each lav is Rambam is confused. Not. There is a possibility that I get to learn. We'll see next time. That, I guess that there shall be a batim to moon. The Rambam says, no. Some lav to lav. Shom is back. He'll make kol lav min ha'acher. We take over dinu from the Moshe to Yeroy and vice versa. Zulas dinu. Besides, you know, with the Yeroy means limad min ha'acher. Zulas masha ha'yomoy olav, which means the title word in English means the word Yeroy means masha ha'yomoy olav. But the word Yeroy means not to be visible. We learn that from Teir Shavu. I feel if it's extant in his resource. V'sheh ha-mekayim chomet v'fesh ha-chayvi b'shnei lavin ha-bayiro ha-bayimotze. So I don't understand, my mom's only saying, okay, as Mishnah says it, here's mashmur like what he says. That mom is the dovin, I'm mashmur, I'm foolish. Here's my foolish and Perek Dalet is foolish. Well, I'll go on, so this way I guess that Mishnah was a piece of love, more than a piece of love, he's love. But Englund, Elu, Mashinenu, Roris, so we have to go on the Rambam, so what's on the Rambam talking? So you said a kolach hayad, but we'll show you the thing like this. Ramushi tosoy. Ramushi, and if nobody said akuponim, there's nobody said the issue on this. I found it. I was referring to Ramushi, there's no issue on this. But what Shal is thinking, why in Cain the Tantra school? If Mashmoz, the Divay Rambam Moirim Lehedye, that there's a total overlap in the Lavin of Leiron Leimotze. So why is the Tantra school? So you can think v'lech efshar. You can think like this: that the emes Rambam is lishitosa in a sense. The shittas Rambam is ma'irich tuvo from sefer mitzvahs that minyan tayag includes only can do a thing to come push and touch myself and things halachas dinim mitzvahs asay mitzloisa asay afilu. Which I learned from Yudim Midas are not including Minyan Tayyad. Unless it's a possible Torah to hang it on. That's something in the Torah. Because in the minute Hayag gives never will Moshe Bessinai in the Torah Shabbat. What was the moment? Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat includes Hayag Mitzvahs. But not, again, the Emes is like the summer friend said, that Ram doesn't mean that you do Midas is the Rabbani. You go to the Vesayfim, doesn't mean the Rabbani. The Rabbani is the Reiser. They're the Reiser. But they're not Mefush Batoyo. They're not Mefush Batoyo, so they're not called the Batoyo. But they're not the Reiser. Ram says, who didn't? The Lord of Moshe Sinai, the Mitzvah wouldn't be included in Minyan Tayyam. The Lord of Moshe Sinai, this is not a Takana Rabban. It's not about Rabban, it's not about the Lord of Moshe Sinai. So we're talking about a rule of inclusion in Minyan Mitzvah. The rule of inclusion in Minyan Mitzvah is it has to be included in the Torah. Of course it's in the Torah. Where in the Torah? Okay, when the Parsha has to be referring to something. So it's a melee, you can think that it goes the other way too. If we have two psukim in the Torah, which the three mashmausam appear to be different, not kefil, not kefil. Torah says leshechu and nevei with you, leshechu sheretz and leshechu sheretz, leshechu sheretz says a few times, not eat shlosim, or leshachachom alocha says a few times, the other thing says a few times. That's a kefil. That's a repetition. What about if you have in Torah Shavasav two psukim which are not repetitive? The answer is Hashem is there. An example of that and of the others is by Rabbi Moshe. The three psukim that Yeshua Zem Hashem is there. Nireh, well, they're Nireh. Motzeh in Batim, and Nireh, Bigvulim. So here we have like this concept. The Torah Shabbat Peh came, in Torah Shabbat we learned, like with the Midog, Zer Shavah, we learned being over Mashiach Yeshua to Mashiach Yeshua Zem, and Mashiach there's no difference between them. But Giblibin remains in Torah Shabbat Sabbath, two different passages with two different Mashmusim of the Apostle. Two psukim, two different Mashmusim. So because the psukim types the chantish, each posuk has different explanation, mashmos, so therefore we count them twice. So we can have, because the posuk, the Torah Shavasav, presents us with two different lavin, by Rabbi Moshe, so we have two different lavin in the Mir Mitzvahs. When I say there's no Navkimina after the Torah Shavasav. But after Ram Lushitosai, that says that the Torah Shavasav is Machri and Kaveya, that's the rule of inclusion. That's the Derech Hefsa, what I would think.
What's the point of making the Torah
Shabbat
the Yidumi
was made? What's the point of making the Torah Shabbat? Oh, so here, the very big Nefemina. Here when you put together, this is an interesting thing, which in the Spotario of Louis Brother Spotario, here you have very interesting interaction with the Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Sahib. Here, Faket, the Torah Shabbat has Mal v'Malkis. Faket tells you that the Chomitz Mutmon, right. Is as a Torah Shabbat, since it's the background of the two psukim material, then that's the base out. The background of the two psukim material says the two different lavin, and the Torah Shabbat says, and the Zev Shabbat tells you to bring over the chumas and chumas of both, so mainly it's mechayv two malchus. There's an interaction in Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat to be mechayv the lav and malchus. Yeah, so, which are kefil alav, and had it been a kefil, repetitive psukim in Torah, had the Torah Shabbat repeated psukim a few times, they roll four times, so it wouldn't have been a kefil alav. Since it says, they roll the and zechumen, the kuler, and the Torah Shabbat pep put one into the other, so no, it's very kidding, we will melt you, so. Let's see. Yeah, the first thing we read is Perish Havaor B'Shem Rabbi. The Kevon the Siv, Zer Shova, this is the first sheet that we just went with. Hareyu Kivu, Sive Tavaya, Vabatim Bavu. That's Kivu Bavu and every Vashem. The Kevon Shekain, Tua Shari, Tomu Bavu. Achayim Pirshu, Vahani Zer Shova, Amlita, and Kula the Gvulim, Vabatim. that means lachol. The mishra shall achayim, mishal gavoya, the loy achayis. The devshava only brings over lachol. That's the stam chometz. It's also with the, that's pidoin the kabbalas rice. Avoleko begulin elav leiror belachud umenei deshavin and tomus. So this is an extreme shita, and it's in the yeah the west of Kubi was on the footnote being the cash on this. This sheet that the river brings holds that Vaisoy had different gifts in the Gemara. Maybe, I don't know. But the, or he learned the Gemara differently. Because the sheet here in the ritual, it says that the only, the Gzer Shava only brings over the dinim of Goy Shechomitz. From one fashion to another. So we settle Goy Shechomitz. We say Goy Shechomitz Mutin Lay Motsay. On the other hand, Pigdainis is also the, and the criterion being Kabbalah Shechomitz, not Kabbalah Shechomitz. If it's Mekabal Chayas and Gosh Chomet, it's also. If not, it's Mutter. And that's why Sayin Baden, Sayin Gulim, Sayin Yot, Sayin Mutter, Sayin Yot. But we haven't tampered with Bechal. When we read the Chayim Fish, we haven't tampered with Bechal, the Mashmoz of Lo Yeroy. So Yeroy, which includes only visible Chomet. That's the whole Tomon remains. Remains. But, so by Yad Mekabal, it's only also Bibati. By Yad Mekabal, it's either Mutter. It's Mutter. Is muti, muti, muti gomet, like shavino, whatever. Now, the second pshat in the Gemara, the third possibility, the third possibility. What's the third possibility? The third possibility, and that's Rashi in Kol Shor. What's that? How's Rashi? What now? Let's come back to Rashi Kol Shor. At least we're finishing with the thing. What's Rashi saying Kol Shor? Especially with the Gilin, Rashi says, they have chomets, the chayez masniyah the chomets, the chayez masniyah the chomets, so lo ova b'bayirot. The heed of b'aymot b'bayirot, lo ova. So it means that chomets tomon, not specific then in location, chomets tomon doesn't have two lavas and only one lavas. How does Rashi get that from the Gemara? How's Rashi get that from the Gemara? From the Gemara of Hay. Like this. Take a look. Let's see how Rashi by Yasin goes. In Rashi of Hay, you wouldn't know. You don't know Rashi of Hay. It's totally sosim in the Gabbalah in the Kudah. But according to our Rashi in the Kol Shor, you have to learn like this. Adayin, take a look at the Gemara. Adayin and the Yoyimeh. Bayat means is a derivative of yimotze. Bigvulin and for sure we said in Rashi in the famous base it's not clear, but for sure can right here. Look at more voice. Adayin ani yoimer bebati mayim mishum bayatmin because yimotze yimotechem. Bigvulin shalcha yatorei avatorei shalachem. But who a din? What means to say and bigvulin also. Not only Goy Shechom is Mutu, but Begulun also Mutmon, Tomon is Mutu. Minayin Litei, Shozebet, Amlein Masos, Ol Deo Shov. How did Rashi learn? So Rashi learned the other way. Rashi learned that Deo Shov is not from one love to another, like the Raman speaks out. And the first thing we read was Rashi learned that Deo Shov is a bottom to Begulun. And it tells you, only tells you one thing. It tells you, don't limit by Yimotzei to Batim. There's two love in the Torah. And at the end of the day, yesh b'zeh mashayin b'zeh. Two different lavin. Motzui, by motzui asus tomun, by yor asus only near elenayim, only visible chomets. The other thing that the Zereshova comes, gabi nevin nekudah. But each lav is not specific to any, not location specific, not misuyim to any one location. Even though Torah says lo yimotzei b'botechem, the Zereshova tells you that Lo Yimotze applies to every place that Lo Yoy applies. But it's two separate lavin, two different lavin. So somebody will have Chomitz Tomun, the Gvulin, the Zereshova only tells you the Gvulin is Bechal the Pasha of Lo Yimotze. But it doesn't tell that Lo Yoy includes that. Lo Yoy remains to the way it is. That's what Rashi learned the attachment of the Gemara here. So mainly that's what Rashi Bar says, that's how he learned the Chayi Matzno, the Chayi Matzniya, Nehido, Rabbi Bar Yimotze, even though the Chayi may be Matzniya, good, brothers in the house. What if the Chayi stepped out? What did we win him? Chayi stepped out and was Matvin in the Chot, in the Sot, in the Bor, in Shiach Mayo, it's also over. That's what he saw, so it's over. But the Chayi remains the love of the Gabi Nira. That's what Rashi Bar says. The loss in Ritva is sorry. If sorry means mutu mutu, then he didn't even look like that. So Kaim Kain comes out with three approaches of the Gemara. One approach is that the Zershova makes a lav line up mamish one on top of another, which was Mayrachin. Now we have, they then have the Acherim in the Ritva, the Loiro is still. So the Akupodim, the Zershova is only Gabi Lachor, Goyisha Chomets, and now Gabi Nir and Tomu, and then they have no Hakshim to the Gemara. Second child, the third child is not what you bring up now. That just says it brings over the Limotze to Gvulin, but doesn't change the Mahus of Leirot. Okay, next time we never will see the Ben Dovid by us. That's a shame. A good many times.